Cassie Korzenko will be spending another weekend behind bars as she awaits placement in a specialized bail bed program. The 32-year-old Barry woman, who is accused of driving while impaired and running into a group of pedestrians in the city's South End last month, appeared in video remand court again today, January 18, from Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene, where court officials learned Korzenko remains fourth in line on the program's waitlist. She's scheduled to reappear in virtual remand court on Monday, January 23 at 9 a.m. for another update. When asked by Justice of the Peace D. Conley if the waitlist for beds was moving fairly quickly, a representative for the program noted that is not typically the case. The bail beds program is available to individuals who have been accused of criminal offenses, regardless of social and economic background. It offers pre-trial supervision for individuals 16 years of age and up, as well as guidance, referrals to community services as well as anger management, anti-theft and alcohol, drug awareness programs. The program is for higher needs individuals. Referral to this program comes from lawyers, duty counsel, the Crown, family members, institutions, and individuals. Korzenko has been in custody since the December 1 crash when three people suffered serious injuries after being struck by a vehicle near Mapleview Drive and Bayview Drive before a Barry Colts game. She has been charged with three counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm. None of the allegations have been tested in court. Barry police say the vehicle involved in the crash was traveling south on Bayview Drive, struck the pedestrians and then collided with two other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to hospital. The three pedestrians were on their way to the Ontario Hockey League game as part of an excursion with Empower Simcoe, an organization which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities. All three victims were airlifted to a Toronto trauma center following the crash. One of the pedestrians suffered serious and what were at the time potentially life-threatening injuries. Empower Simcoe had confirmed one of the victims, a 52-year-old woman, works with the organization. The two others, men aged 53 and 44, both receive support from the Empower Simcoe and have also been involved with Special Olympics. An Empower Simcoe spokesperson confirmed January 5 that all three victims were on the mend and no longer in Toronto Hospital. Community support worker Melanie Smith is recovering at home. Jeff Janes was reported to be at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, as was the second person supported by Empower Simcoe, whose identity is not being disclosed. Both men are continuing to improve in their recovery, officials have said.